This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the wonder of it all. It remains to be kind of a great place for all of us to visit on a weekly basis. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Countdown is an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio. 10 stories, 10 people on the list. Michael goes through the list and we pick apart some of the things in here. Be pretty hard to escape for most of the hour. Michael, what's going on with the Russians and Ukrainians? I don't think it's any surprise. I'm not giving away. It's not a spoiler alert as to what the number one story of the week is as far as conversation is concerned. But I'll be interested to hear from you how various people on the air are handling this, because I don't think many. There's kind of a unification here, but kind of not. And I guess that's healthy because we always want to have different points of view presented. How accurate some of them are remains to be seen. So would you like to start with the list and then we can sort of see where to go from there as we usually do?
Yeah, let's do that. And you're absolutely right. There wasn't unification on the subject last week. There's far more unification on it this week.
Yeah.
Whereas some conservative hosts on radio around the country were following the lead of former President Trump and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in giving some credit or praising Putin and expressing, you know, mixed, you know, perspective on the whole thing. That's blown off the map. Yeah. There's almost universal condemnation of Putin and Russia all across talk radio this week from the left and the right.
So what is that? Maybe that, you know, just as an aside, as we get started with that, thinking about how influential Trump has been, although I have said, I'm sure, at my own expense with some listeners anyway, that I think Trump, although not being irrelevant, certainly is not the factor nor the figure that he was when he was president. I think I think the ship has sailed. Frankly, a lot of people who want to hold on to him like it's some kind of religion, they don't want to hear that. But, you know, you look at his position on Putin. When he was talking, it was even, what was it, a week or so ago, he said he had admiration for Putin?
Yeah, basically, he said he's smart and our leaders are dumb. Basically, Trump's loose lips have, this Russian crisis is proving to be a kind of a turning point and a setback for the love that the GOP has for Trump all across the board. I mean, there's still a lot of love for him, but not as much. Okay, you know, it's still a long way off to 2024.
Right.
I can't believe he said that. But then again, I can. Right. Let's go through the list. Number 10, we have about as far from the war as you could possibly get. America's former national pastime, Major League Baseball, has a labor dispute. My God.
Yeah. And number being unreal.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
At number 9, social media is always on talk radio. There's always something in big tech issues. At number 8, immigration reform and climate change. At number 7, race relations and voting rights. At number 6, crime and violence and gun control. A lot of these topics were given airing because of President Biden's State of the Union address, in which he talked about them, so they became issues again. At number 5, we have the January 6th investigation. That's tied with electoral politics, as 2022 and 2024 are being talked about a lot, and that brings in our friend Donald Trump. He's still in that game. At number 4, COVID-19, down to number 4. That's the lowest it's been on the survey in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, the aforementioned State of the Union address. And number 1, of course, as you aptly pointed out, the Russia-Ukraine crisis. People on the survey, the baseball guy, Rob Manfred, at 10. Mark Zuckerberg, who represents all of big tech whenever the conversation comes up, at number 9. At number 8, Ketanji Brown Jackson. John Eastman, the lawyer who was involved in the questioning of the election's validity. He's at number 7. Number 6, Donald Trump. Number 5, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And number 4, Lauren Boebert. They couldn't keep their mouths shut during the State
of the
Union.
That's an amazing reality. That's another Trump kind of lead. What it is about those two, especially, you know, I... Whenever I say something like this, it always goes straight to who said that. Those women both act like they were not breastfed as babies. They need attention.
I hadn't thought of that.
I'm here for you, Michael.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So anyway, are we done with the list? I think we've finished.
No,
up
we're not.
No,
we're not. We're still wallowing in the bosom of your wisdom.
Yes, thank you.
At number three, we have Volodymyr Zelensky, a man who has gone from being Shecky Green to being Winston Churchill because of world events. Vladimir Putin, a man who's gone from a reasonable ex-KGB guy to the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. Mm-hmm. At number one, Joe Biden, who is sort of pivoting in many directions.
Right.
And there you go.
All right, so we're going to pause, and then we're going to get into the heat of the action. Focus on This Week in News Talk Radio as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools, tech, and furniture you need to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to $100 on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. N35, in-store only while supplies last.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison going over the charts and some of the conversation that we've both heard during the course of the week. The campaign of terror, the war in Ukraine. You look at the bullies, you mean the Russian bear, and yet they've fallen pretty flat. And it seems some of the hosts, if not most of them, are gleeful at the missteps from the Russians, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, the Russians are not our friends in this particular situation, and it's revealed that. I guess Mitt Romney was right 10 years ago,
yep.
12 years ago.
Mitt Romney for president.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you something. Sometimes, you know, time changes perspective. But,
that's for sure.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't know where he stands on that. But the fact of the matter is that, yeah. Look, the Russians present Ukraine with a terrible, terrible threat. No matter how we talk about them tripping over themselves and their soldiers not being fully trained,
oh,
and their machinery being crummy, and their strategy being stupid, and Putin being stupid and insane, and the terrible danger we're all in right now because of this insanity. Don't underestimate it. The Russians still can win this thing and cause a lot of trouble going forward.
Apparently, there's a big Russian troop morale problem. That's what the Pentagon says. But they're still going in there. They're still in the invasion.
Yes.
But if this is a part of understanding another culture. If you've not been to Russia, I don't know if you've been. Have you ever been to Russia?
No.
I when I went, it was amazing to have a feel. It was scary. And it was enlightening. I found the place to be, the people were not friendly. It was not a friendly, warm place to be. The only place that I enjoyed, I was in Kiev, Moscow, and St. Petersburg on that trip. St. Petersburg, fabulous, wonderful, lovely. People there are nice. I think Putin was born in St. Petersburg, as a matter of fact. Moscow, dirty, filthy place. Kiev, the old war, when I... The two nights that I spent in Kiev were spent sleeping on a wooden bed. No mattress, no pillow. It was the only hotel, quote-unquote, in Kiev, and it used to be the KGB headquarters.
They need Mike Lindell.
Yes, they... excuse me, yes, they do. They need Mike Lindell. Anyway, so, you know, what do we say that hasn't been said about this? You continue to look at this and discuss it from the empirical point of view of it being a war, and the people, you know, with the human tragedies, those are stories, Putin being out of his mind and who's going to be the first one to step up and knock him off. There's $1 million on his head right now from a Russian businessman who sees the country being destroyed by the action. They want to get rid of him.
Well, the oligarchs all have a nice life. You know, they have penthouses in New York and yachts and cars.
Right.
And they don't want to have economic sanctions. You know, what are you kidding me?
I don't understand why hasn't been established a no-fly zone. There doesn't seem to be any real strong leadership anywhere. Other than the guy who runs Ukraine seems to have turned out to be pretty strong. But, you know, why wouldn't there be a no-fly zone over Ukraine? That would keep their planes. People say, well, they're all worried about the Chinese. Screw the Chinese. When are we going to just stand up? Is that easy for me to say, or what do you think?
Yeah. They're going to be very careful not to have any kind of firefights, air fights, tank fights between Russians and NATO members.
Good is NATO then?
What good is NATO is that it's there to protect NATO. But if NATO starts, if Americans and Russians start fighting with each other, World War III will begin.
Mm. Mm.
And that's why there's hesitation to do that. No, it comes right down to that. I've stated it as simply as possible.
Mm. Yeah.
And NATO and the U.S. are you know, connected.
Yeah. So, all right, let's, January 6th is number 5 here. There's a story floating around. This is really amazing. Maybe I'll introduce the subject matter, and then we can talk about it in a few moments. The fact that a father, this is a man who was a rioter, and his son was going to turn him in. And the father said, if you turn me in, I'll shoot you. it's speechless. When I saw that, I didn't know what to say. How does this become more important? How does something like that become more important in your own flesh and blood?
I'll tell you when we come back from the break.
Thank you, Michael. That would be great. There we are, 21 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, here we are, 23 after the hour. Let's get back to our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Certainly very important. It's always important, a very important week. Lots of messages here from various bits and pieces. So how have some of the bigger, I put that in quotation marks, more well-known hosts handled this? Do you think people at this point are all on the same page? You said, you know, a week ago things were different than they are now. So as you listen around to some of these, and by the way, for local hosts, the national host is fairly easy because, you know, this is an easy target. But how do local people bring this sort of discussion topic into the fore so it has relevancy from a local point of view? They go out and find people that are Russian,
really,
Ukrainians to talk to?
Well, they may do that, but for the most part, local hosts have been talking about national issues extensively since 2015, when Donald Trump entered the national political scene. Mm-hmm. They've been talking about, you know, one of the whole fascination with Washington and Trumpism really dealt a blow to the coverage of local issues. And most of them justify it when I ask them about it by saying, well, you know, people here are interested in what's going on nationally, and I present the local perspective because I'm local.
So, and they sound just like that.
Because, you see, what happens is when you've got exciting things like the war in Ukraine and all of these other things going on, sometimes talking about the local city council and ordinances about garbage seem boring compared to that.
They seem, you know, trite.
They seem, exactly, even though they're not. They're important. But yeah. There's more entertainment value. I hate to say that word.
Yeah.
Maybe a better word, engagement.
All right,
in
so
these issues.
Then let's go back to what I said a few minutes ago about this son who testified before the January 6th committee that he was going to turn his father in. His father said, "You turn me in and I'll kill you."
I'll shoot,
so
you.
What
he
does
say,
that
shoot
say
you or kill you?
Yeah, shoot. Well, he says he threatened to shoot him. So I suppose,
okay,
you know, I wasn't going to shoot him. Where does that go? Even that, you know, can you imagine shooting Matthew because he didn't do what you wanted him to do?
I haven't done it in years.
good for you.
But
get Matthew on the phone, please.
Oh, boy, that would be an interesting show. The answer to the question is it's insanity. It's insanity. When people get so caught up in these things, they show how easily manipulated these addle-brained fools are by these devious politicians and unscrupulous news broadcasters and opinionators are in riling people up where they would not realize that, charity begins at home, and you have to worry about your family and your relationships and your friends and your business associates, and then you can let all the more abstract aspects of politics be in the background. When you make that your prime interest, and to the point that you would have father against son and son against father, this is unhealthy and sick.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's craziness. So then I'm looking at a couple of other things here. I'm trying to cover some of the stories. The crime and violence item is number 6 this week. I noticed that a jury acquitted a former Louisville police officer of endangerment in the shooting of Breonna Taylor. That's been for a long, long time a sore spot, hasn't it?
Like a scab that gets picked at.
What happened? Well, race relations, gun control, crime and violence, they're all connected. There are a lot of trials going on. There's a lot of police issues going on. There's a lot of racial issues going on all over the place. And some of them are local stories, and some of them make it to the national scene. But,
right.
But this is just the background noise that goes on in our society today.
The end of RT America. We'll talk about that when we continue in the next half hour here of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to attack all Ukrainians after invading the country last week, women, children, and Ukrainian fighters are all targets for Russian bombs. The latest incident by Vladimir Putin, a violent attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, raining bombs on the facility overnight. Lithuanian President Gitana Nausėda on Bloomberg Friday morning.
Russia attacks on civil nuclear facilities in Ukraine. This is a crime. This is just a crime, nuclear terrorism, and I call on international reaction.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Belgium this morning in talks with NATO allies. A Kentucky jury on Thursday acquitted former detective Brett Hackison of endangering neighbors of Breonna Taylor during a botched no-knock warrant that killed the woman in her home after her boyfriend shot police as they entered. This cleared all law enforcement of all criminal liability in the 2020 case. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More people are shifting to green energy despite its inability to quench America's energy needs completely.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows the renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As Russia continues its death and destruction in Ukraine, Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda holds out hope for Ukraine's survival.
I think Ukraine will prevail in this war because the fighting spirit and the spirit in the society is so strong. And I'm pretty sure that Ukrainians as a nation are united. United about his leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. And our duty is to assist them, to help them to be so strong as they are so far. And, of course, Russia is desperate, and we see what Russia is doing. Russia attacks on civil nuclear facilities in Ukraine. This is a crime. This is just a crime, nuclear terrorism, and I call on international reaction.
Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda on Bloomberg. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Coast. 34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first sort of, not a full week, but we're overviewing the charts for the week of February the 28th to March the 4th. And I have two of my favorite radio people on. Normally Michael Harrison and I do not allow other people to be on this program.
That's because we're your two favorite radio people.
Allowed. Right, but now I have another favorite radio person on with me, a guy who's helped me. He's been around this business for not quite as long as I have and Michael has, but pretty close. Holland Cook is joining us from his perch down in beautiful Warwick, Rhode Island. Is there anybody else in Warwick beside you, or are you the only one who's there?
I'm looking out on scenic Appanog Cove, a world away from the D.C. I fled yesterday.
Yes, you did. All right, let's talk about your fleeing. You were an employee of RT America, which has ceased production, ceased operations. Both Michael and I have been on your television program a number of times, and always it is, we don't pay much attention to the RT part of it. It was just good television produced by a guy who knew how to produce a good television program. But now you've, I don't know if punching bag, Michael, and that may not be fair, but you're the announcement and you being a part of it seems to have created a lot of stir. There's a column you've put into Talkers magazine. By the way, you can see the countdown list at talkers.com and Holland's kind of, I don't know, how would you describe what's in talkers, either of the two of you?
My retirement manifesto, and you beat me to the punch. The first thing I was going to do is thank you and Michael for your various appearances on the show. It was a luxury to be on a channel where you can talk more than 3 minutes before they have to jam in more commercials. And, Doug, what you told us about the perils in our food supply, and Michael's always thoughtful take on the topics that are making news, were great conversations. And as I say, if I had been on CNN or any of those other channels, all you get is a couple of minutes, and the interviews always end, "I wish we had more time, but we've got to go." Mm-hmm. So thank you for contributing in the past.
I think you will probably get a job on one of those now that you've become not notorious, but well-known, and certainly the quality of the product.
Yes, suddenly I'm a topic. I'm so induced right. to this. It'll be interesting to see the extent to which RT is a scarlet letter going forward. Most of the flack that I'm getting about my work there is from people who have never seen my work there.
Of course.
And that's understandable. The madman Putin has trashed his own brand, and I will genuinely miss the camaraderie and the competence of the 100 or so younger, better-educated, whip-smart colleagues that I had a chance to work with in that broadcast center in Washington for 4 years. It was a late-in-life, a learning curve, career change for a lifelong radio guy to suddenly learn TV, and I had a ball.
Well, you fit the part because you had hair. That was one of the things. I mean, it all worked. All right, so, Michael, if you were counseling Holland, and you may be because you're sort of the guru of all of this, what advice do you have for him when he is confronted by all of these people from the news media that want a piece of him?
Well, first of all, they're not really attacking him. People understand that situation was more complex than everybody who worked at RT was a pro-Putin, anti-American, Russian. So I think it'll blow over. My counsel is it'll blow over and go on with your life. It's another experience. And put it in your book someday, what it was like working within the belly of that beast. And it's interesting, but I don't think that this will have any effect on Holland's career or image in the business for more than a few minutes, and I don't think it's that heated as it is right now. William Shatner was there. Is he a pro-Putin communist? I mean, Larry King was on a show that was carried there. Jesse Ventura.
Dennis Miller.
I mean, it just, it just is what it is. The only thing in Holland, I've told you this before, the only thing that bothered me about, first of all, my only reason I was involved with RT was because of my connection to you, my trust in you, and my,
likewise.
My positive feelings about you.
Yeah, right.
If it were just RT, somebody else, I probably would never have gone on. But the thing that disturbed me about RT, and I'm being blunt, is that because it was funded by the government of Russia, the kind of conversation that took place on its platform, it had a different feel to it. When you're criticizing the President of the United States, when you're criticizing American politicians, when you're criticizing American stuff, as we do in talk media, and it's on an American channel, it seems like constitutionally supported dissent.
Right.
When you do it on a Russian channel, it seems like it's anti-American propaganda.
Yep.
And that used to make me uncomfortable.
Well, I got there in 2017, so most of the time I was there, the president was Donald Trump, and he made himself a bit of a target for criticism.
You think?
Yeah.
But he had a good relationship with Putin, and he was happy to tell you that. And so now I'm thinking back to the times when I was on with you and the things that we talked about, and I thought the first time you invited me to come visit with you on your television show was because I was anti-Big Ag. And Big Ag included a lot of companies that were not only corporately dominating in America, but around the world. And I thought that this was a way subtly for the Russians to take a shot. if you will. If I'm critical of big American business, does that make the Russians seem like, oh, see, I told you, or does it weaken America in some way, shape, or form? That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, what you said needed to be heard, and I'm glad it was. And Michael actually beat me to RT slightly, because I remember you had been on with Ed Schultz, whom I followed there from MSNBC, and I took the baton in 2017 from one of our brothers in the talk radio family. My predecessor was Tom Hartman, who birthed that show when RT America was born. He was the very first show, and I will reiterate what he said as he introduced me on air on his last show. I was never censored, and they never handed me a script. And without the influence that advertisers exert upon corporate mainstream media, we had a broader palette to paint with there.
Yeah, these are ironic aspects of the whole thing. I, too, found it to be funny.
It is ironic. You're right. Yeah.
Being on the Russian television, nobody ever asked me what you want to talk about and try to persuade me to put it into the context of their targeted audience.
Yeah, try that on CNN.
Exactly. But whenever I used to be on the American channels a lot, and it started to fade when I wouldn't agree to take a contrived position to fit their narrative. You know, are you a left or a right? Well, I'm sort of I don't like to be labeled. Well, then you can't be on. We're trying to create.
Yeah, the pre-interview they
Yes,
call it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, so, we've all been there. Yeah, they've all tried to steer us to a particular. The only other place that we appeared together, and I think all of us did this, was on C-SPAN. The closest thing to RT, how's this for a statement, was C-SPAN. Right?
Right.
I mean,
no
think
commercials.
About it. Yeah.
But Holland, the coverage of the war, when this started to break out, that had to become a bit uncomfortable, because the terminology that they used and the way they presented it was definitely propagandistic. And I'm sure you started to realize the end was near when this war broke out.
Yeah, my timing on this was interesting, because I went away for a week on what I thought was going to be a week-long vacation. And when I went away, maybe this is the optimist in me, it sounded like Biden and Putin were negotiating in public. There was a tension there. And when I came back a week later from the Bahamas last week, there was a war going on. And all the time I was at the beach, my Facebook friends were turning surly, because I hadn't interrupted my vacation to jet back and ceremonially, loudly quit in public. And the minute I got back, it was over. So I missed the war.
As it were. So, Michael, you got one more comment, because I want to go to something else that the two of you
want
to. So the National Association of Broadcasters has become very public on this, not only about television, but radio, because there are some radio stations, most notably one of them is in St. Louis, and I'm trying to remember where the other two are, that are
suburban D.C. and somewhere in Virginia, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And there's one in Kansas City, I believe.
Yeah. Did I say St. Louis? Yeah, it was Kansas City. Thank you. So these now are being pushed out. Although the people running them say, we're not going to stop running this stuff. Is it anti-American to be running this kind of stuff on a radio station that's owned and operated by American companies?
Well, these AM stations are brokering themselves, and they get paid rent to air the programming. And China has been doing this for years. They buy radio stations around the country. There have been Korean language broadcasts. And you got to make a buck, and these AM stations might not have anything better to do, and the checks don't bounce. So it is free speech that these station owners are defending as commerce.
Holland Cook, late of RT America, talking with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen about the production that he did there and his leaving. Holland, best of luck. Thank you for being here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so Michael Harrison, final seconds here, thinking about all of this stuff. Does this continue? Are we going to be as hot and heavy on this next week as we are this week?
I hope not. But certainly, you know, we in talk radio, we never know what that unexpected twist or turn or story is going to be. The unexpected story is the one that, you know, sets us off in a direction that we never anticipated. And in this case, I hope next week is a boring show, a boring time, because we're really on the edge of some terrible, terrible potential crises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd rather have boring COVID discussions, boring January 6th. Discussions,
right?
Boring discussions about immigration, that sort of thing. That's boring.
Well, you know the old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times, is really a curse.
Yeah, we do live in interesting times, no question about that. And you certainly help us to put things into perspective with all the work you do. Check out the list at djvshow.com or talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on this week's Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Batman comes up, we have to bring out the dust off the old 1960s theme from the Batman TV show. Batman! Swap! Boom! Bang! Boom! All right, Chuck, you're too young to remember those exciting days from yesteryear, but...
No, I watched it after school in repeats. I grew up on that. Yeah, it used to be on WPIX Channel 11. I think at 3 and 3:30 to show two episodes every Monday through Friday, and I guess at that point syndication, and I enjoy that show very much. But I got to tell you, after watching the Batman yesterday on the big screen, I watched it by myself privately at the theater I'm involved in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We have come a long way from the 1960s interpretation of the Caped Crusader starring Adam West, a show I liked. But I got to tell you, Doug, this is the darkest they've ever gone with this material. It is rated PG-13, but I got to tell you, when I was watching, especially the first half hour, it certainly felt like I was watching an R-rated adult oriented type of film. It felt like if you took the movie Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman and you dropped Batman into that universe, you'd have the Batman. It is a pure detective story. The star of this movie really is Gotham City and the characters that are intertwined in it, one being Batman, Selena Kyle, Catwoman, Zoe Kravitz, I thought was terrific in this movie. Colin Farrell's Penguin, you cannot recognize him. He's all made up. He's channeling Robert De Niro in The Untouchables. I thought he steals the film in every scene that he's in. Paul Dano was good as the Riddler. But I got to tell you, Matt, I had mixed feelings going in about Robert Pattinson playing this role, and I thought he was really good because 80% of the time he's in the Batman garb. He's only 20% Bruce Wayne. This is the most different interpretation of Bruce Wayne that's ever appeared on film. It sort of grew on me. There's things I didn't like about it. Overall, I like this film. It's definitely not for kids. If parents wander in with their 10-year-olds, I think they're going to be in for a big surprise, not in a good way. It is 3 hours long. It held my attention. I got to see it again to judge it against some of the other Batman movies, but I certainly recommend it if you like your Batman. Very dark. It is a very dark movie, Doug.
So, it's no surprise that I have absolutely no interest, none whatsoever,
probably don't,
in seeing this movie.
And I got to tell you, Pattinson's Bruce Wayne was completely a broken, soulless character up until the end. And it was like looking in the mirror for me. But I got to tell you, he was actually good in the movie, but it is a different spin on this material to some extent. Matt Reeves, who did the last two Planet of the Apes movies at 20th Century Fox and the movie Cloverfield, evidently loves Batman. They gave him complete creative control over this project. I could tell you, watching it, there was absolutely no studio interference here because it is a very risky project, I think, for the studio to go this dark. It will be embraced by many, but I got to tell you, universally, I don't think this film will be embraced the same way The Last Spider-Man will be, because there will be people who walk in and walk out that will be perplexed by how dark this film goes.
Yeah, and what's the point, actually? How is that? People who are attracted to this, I think, have a screw loose, frankly, and I say that lovingly. I just don't see how this does it. I said lovingly. I just think that this kind of stuff is, all it is destructive.
Here's the point, and the reason we came on and I played the Adam, I told Phil to play the Adam West theme song is because think about where we've gone as a culture from the 60s to 2022. I mean, I'm sure when you were a kid watching movies, you probably never thought that you'd be seeing some of the things you do in features and also on
TV. The movies,
the world
downtown,
has come a very long way.
The old when I was in high school, I used to, a few of my buddies and I would go to the down. We had three theaters downtown Framingham, and we'd go see the westerns.
Yeah,
you know, every once in a while there'd be a good drama, a cop drama or something, but it wasn't at all.
You know what's interesting? Here's the thing: for better or worse, Jeff Goldblum had a great line in Jurassic Park, and he said, "Life will find a way." And we are evolving as a culture, whether we like it or not. And there's a darkness that is being more unleashed in cinema than we've ever seen before. But this is a PG-13 movie that's very dark.
You see the Russians, the Ukrainians, and all that dark stuff that comes out of it. Look at the conversations that we have every day about the investigation in January 6th, the crime and violence in America. This is a dark time.
I agree.
We got to figure out how to get ourselves out of it, much as anything else. And that movie's not going to help us. All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday to see how the box office total.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.